You're listening to episode 335 of the Building Psychological Strength podcast. I'm your host, Dr. April Seifert. On this podcast, we uncover the information, tools, and techniques to turn our mind into our most valuable asset. Hello, hello, friends, and thank you so much for joining me this week. I am Dr. April, and I'm so thrilled that you're with me for this episode. It's going to be a fun one. You know, in a lot of my episodes, we focus on maybe learning a new concept or really deepening our knowledge in some way. I always try to give you actionable tips at the end and things that you can do to put that information into practice. But today, this is going to be basically all practice. Today is going to be more of a hands-on episode. So I just want to say that at the outset, because if you're joining me today and you're in your car or you're sort of multitasking, definitely give it a listen, but consider re-listening, if this is the way that you're listening to this the first time, at a time when you can kind of sit quietly, have a little space, give yourself some delicious time for self-reflection. Consider grabbing your favorite journal or even just a piece of paper and a pen. We're going to do some digging in today. And in particular, my goal today is to hit the topic of self-awareness. Self-awareness is at the core of so many concepts within psychological strength, and we're going to talk in just a moment really quickly about a few reasons why it's so important. Definitely not an exhaustive list, but I just want to give you some nuggets to think about and some motivation to actually dig in and do this episode. It's so critically important to develop our sense of self-awareness. And also, the majority of this episode is going to be me offering you some prompts, some, consider them journaling prompts or just thought-provoking questions, even if you don't write anything down necessarily, some questions for you to ponder to deepen your own self-awareness. So again, grab a piece of paper and a pen if that's how you want to process this, or throw your earbuds on and go for a walk and allow yourself just some space and some ability to dig in and get to know yourself a little bit better. Are you ready? Okay, so hopefully you are ready to dig in and do some amazing, spacious, delicious work on yourself today. And before we do that, before I get into a set of questions or thought-provoking prompts that I want you to consider today, I want to just hit a few reasons why self-awareness is so important. And I mentioned it before, this is not an exhaustive list by any means. I really could do an entire episode on just the importance of self-awareness and probably talk for several hours. But I want to hit a few things that just kind of bubble to the top for me before we dive in to give you a little bit of motivation to do this work. Number one, the more self-aware we are, the more we are able to self-regulate and to manage our own thoughts, our own emotions, and our own actions. Let's think about why. Some of the most, say, core and fundamental aspects of acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT, or any of the other reflective therapy practices are really this notion of being an observer of ourselves. So we talk a lot on the podcast about the fact that, you know, you are not your thoughts, that you are actually an observer of the activity of your mind. In many cases, this is sort of the running thought pattern that goes on in our mind. Lots of times it's very unhelpful. Lots of times it can be almost self-deprecating and negative. The more you become self-aware, the more you do something called diffusion, or in essence, you unhook yourself from that running commentary in your mind. You unhook yourself from the felt experience of your emotions, and you become a separate observer of those thoughts and emotions. Now, this is important because we've talked about the idea of psychological distance in the past. I'm just going to give one obvious example. When we're feeling intense anxiety, sometimes we can fuse with our thoughts. We can become hooked by our thoughts. And that's when we find ourselves getting very wrapped up in anxiety. That is when it can become very aversive to feel that way. And we start to resort to behaviors that numb that anxious feeling or distance us from it. If we can diffuse or create some distance between us and that thought process, we can look at it and instead of feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm anxious and feeling very hooked and, you know, spiraling down by those thoughts, we can instead be very separate from them and say, you know, I'm noticing that I'm having the feeling that I'm anxious, or I'm noticing that I'm having thoughts that are anxiety provoking. And it's a much more separate, a much more deliberative, a much more palatable way to move through the exact same emotion as we would be having if we were hooked by those thoughts. So I wanted to just mention, the more self-aware we are, the more we're able to distance ourselves from our thoughts, emotions, and actions, see them as an observer, and because of that, we're much better able to regulate and manage them. We have a little bit of distance from them. It makes it so much easier for us to handle them. Second, it allows us to see ourselves from others' perspectives. It's related to this first notion, right? Being able to observe ourselves. But when we can see ourselves from others' perspectives, it helps so much to understand why other people might be reacting to us in the way that they are and how we might be able to better manage those relationships by managing our own thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in the context of those relationships. You can imagine this is important in your romantic relationships. It's highly important in your parenting relationships, in relationships at work, whether it is with your boss or maybe with your team or even just, you know, colleagues that you work with. The ability to see yourself from another person's perspective can be so incredibly powerful. And the more self-aware you are, the more able you are to do that. And the third one that I'll hit, again, there's so many more, but this is just the last one that I want to hit before we dive into the actual questions that I have for you, is that when you develop this ability to be self-aware, when you can see yourself from others' perspectives, when you can manage your own thoughts, emotions, and actions, and you have some distance from them, you're able to feel so much more confident in a variety of situations because you know that you have the tool set, you've developed the capacity to manage yourself through a lot of different circumstances, good and bad. Even in those most negative circumstances, the most stressful circumstances, the more self-aware you are, the more you have the confidence in the fact that I know myself. I know if I make a mistake, I'm going to be able to learn from it. I know that if I encounter something difficult, I'm going to be able to support and recognize and manage myself through it. That confidence can be so incredibly helpful because as we start to move into situations in life that are, again, anxiety provoking, they're outside of our comfort zone. We talked last week about the idea of VUCA, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. When we move into VUCA situations like that, we just have this ability to feel a bit more centered and confident that we can handle it. And imagine what a great gift that can be to give yourself. Okay, so those are just three reasons why self-awareness is so important. Now with that, I want you to grab that piece of paper, grab your journal, grab your pen, put your earbuds in and go for a walk. However it is you want to digest these questions. Maybe you just want to sit quietly, close your eyes, listen to these questions, and give yourself a couple of minutes for each question. Either way, get yourself ready because I've got a set of questions. I'm going to walk through them. I want you to liberally hit the pause button on this episode. I want you to hit pause and take the time you need. Maybe you set a timer for 3 minutes. Maybe you just allow yourself the spaciousness to write or process or think for as long as you need to. The beautiful thing about podcasts is that these episodes are around forever, friend. So don't feel like you have to consume all of this at once. You can come back to it. You can listen to it multiple times. So however you're going through this episode today, do what you can today and consider coming back and allowing yourself to percolate, especially when circumstances change. You can get some interesting differences in your answers, and that alone can be very insightful. All right, are you ready? Question number one, who would I be if everything went away? I'm going to reframe this a little bit to give you another way to think about it. If you had no roles and responsibilities, you weren't a parent, you didn't work in your job, you weren't in the relationships that you're in, you didn't, you know, have any of those responsibilities and those roles telling you who you are, or who you needed to be, who would you still be? How would you still show up? What sorts of things would you still feel called or pulled to do? Again, hit pause, give yourself a moment. Who would you be if everything went away? Question number two. This one's sort of a fill in the blank, a little Mad Libs, if you will. Activities I inherently love are. And you can go a little further and get a little extra credit. Why? What about them do you love? And for extra credit, how do you know that you love them? What are the cues that your body and that your mind sends you to let you know that you love those activities? Again, hit pause if you need to. Take some time with that question. Third question. My best days include. This is maybe a reframe of the last question or another way to deepen your answer to that question. My best days include. Next, things that stress me out are. And to deepen that question, again, extra credit, how is it you know that you're being stressed out? How does your body feel? How does your mind feel? And how might you use the insight of how you feel when you're stressed out to recognize it more clearly and more quickly in the future as you start to feel that way? So, things that stress me out are, and how do you know? Next question. What gets in my way of making progress? And you can put whatever context around this question that you want to. What gets in my way of making progress? Hit pause, spend some time on this one. Next question. What am I most afraid of? Oh, this one's layered. What am I most afraid of? Extra credit. Why? Extra credit. If that thing happened, what would I believe that it means about me? Next question gets into some radical responsibility of life design. How might I be contributing to some of my most challenging situations? How might I be contributing to some of my most challenging situations? This one's not easy. It can be tough to admit. Give yourself some space, give yourself some grace, and be radically honest with yourself. The next two questions go hand in hand. I'm going to give you two sides of the same coin. In what areas of life am I allowing myself to be too comfortable? In what areas of life am I allowing myself to be too comfortable? And then on the flip side, in what areas of life do I need more comfort? Answer those two. Do some comparing between the two. Next question. In what ways am I judging myself by impossible standards? Extra credit on this one. Where might I have learned those impossible standards? Where might they have come from? Think broadly here. Extra credit on that one. When might I be imposing those same impossible standards on others? This next one's a really juicy one. This is another one for some serious honesty. In what ways have I not accepted who I actually am? Oh, this one can be tough. Just know that you're safe here. You don't have to admit any of these answers to anyone else. You don't owe anyone else an explanation. This is for you. This is self-awareness. In what ways have I not accepted who I actually am? Next one. In what ways am I holding back because I'm waiting to know exactly what to do? This is a tough one, especially when we're doing something new or scary or out of our comfort zone. In what ways am I holding back, waiting to know exactly what to do? And the last question that I have for you. How would you spend your time differently if you weren't worried about the judgment of others? How would you spend your time differently if you weren't worried about the judgment of others? Extra credit, who do you most worry about? All right, friends, I hope those were helpful and thought-provoking. And again, the beauty in podcasts is that this episode, it will just live on. It's here for you. If you found yourself in a situation where you couldn't dig in, please come back. Do this again in a time when you have the spaciousness to do it. Set a date with yourself on your calendar. You deserve to have time on your own calendar for reflection. It's some of the best ways that you can spend your time to better yourself and to get to know yourself at a deeper level. Make that date with yourself and come back and do this again. Additionally, if you feel like some of these resonated now, but some of them didn't, as circumstances change, come back to this episode. It will be available for you forever. It's just here. That's, again, the beauty of podcast episodes. So I hope those were helpful and thought-provoking. Hang with me for just a couple more minutes. In the next segment, I've got just a few resources for you. If you want to take this even further, if you want to deepen this level of self-awareness even more, I've got a few more goodies for you. So hang out for just a second. Okay, friends, this has been a short but beefy episode. If you have actually hung with me and you've done this reflective practice, you have done some seriously deep work. So hugs to you, high fives to you, kudos to you. You're amazing. I hope you're coming away with some serious insight about yourself and a deeper level of self-awareness that you didn't have before going through those questions. I want to give you three past podcast episodes that can help deepen some of this practice and some of the surrounding knowledge around it in case you want to take this a little bit further. The first one is episode 143. I mentioned earlier in this episode that self-awareness and this notion of you are not your thoughts and creating distance between you and that running thought commentary is it's a critical part of acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT. In episode 143, we spoke with Dr. Stephen Hayes, the founder of Acceptance and Commitment Therapy. This is one of the most powerful podcast episodes I have ever put out. It is one of the only times that an interviewee or a guest was able to catch me in a situation that I truly had never thought through before. There's a moment in that podcast episode where you'll hear it, I'll admit to it in the episode, I literally couldn't speak. I didn't know what to say because I was so deep in the experience of my own life that Dr. Hayes put me in during this episode, and I want that same thing for you. So if you want to deepen this reflective practice, if you want to practice this notion of diffusion or setting yourself apart from your thought processes, episode 143 is linked in the description below. Click on that. You can listen to Dr. Stephen Hayes and learn more about acceptance and commitment therapy. Second, episode 315, I talk all about cultivating a relationship with yourself. Self-awareness is sort of this first step, but deepening the relationship that you have with yourself, treating yourself like your own best friend, being that person who supports yourself through the difficult times, who speaks to yourself as someone who is supportive, who practices self-compassion, all of that is wrapped up in episode 315. I give you a ton of actionable ways that you can cultivate that relationship with yourself, which increasingly we're seeing is relationship number one, the one that needs the most work, the one that is the most important, the one that is the most foundational, the one that you have with yourself. So episode 315, also linked below, cultivating a relationship with yourself. Check that one out. And a very special episode. Episode 330 is one that I released right around my birthday this year. If you haven't checked it out, this episode is called Five Life-Changing Practices. And the cool thing about this episode is that I give you five practices that you can sort of implement in your life. And underneath each one, I give you five ways to implement each of those practices. It is just jam-packed, super actionable. And because it's so meaty, because there's so much in it, there's actually a guide that accompanies that episode. So if you click on the link in this podcast description to episode 330, Five Life-Changing Practices, in that episode, I tell you how you can get a copy of the guide that accompanies that episode so you can put all those practices into implementation in your life. They are truly life-changing. These are things that I have done that have made the biggest impact in my life. And there's a bunch of self-awareness related things that are just jam-packed into that episode. All right, friends, I hope this was an insightful episode for you. I am increasingly doing some of this reflective practice where I'm asking myself these hard questions. I'm forcing myself to get honest. I'm forcing myself to grapple with some of the more difficult intricacies of myself and how I'm showing up in life. And I hope this episode helped you do exactly that. And finally, let's remember that time is the most non-renewable resource on the planet, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you who chose to spend some of your precious time with me today. I'm Dr. April Seifert, and I'll see you next week.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.